Like,
comment like a share.
Yeah, comment like a share.
How y'all doing?
Happy November. This is our first November episode.
Turkey, turkey, take a squirky.
Oh, it said ting for real this time. Do it.
Ting. How y'all doing? Come on in the room. Come on in the room. Hey y'all, I'm telling y'all right now.
Where's the notebook?
Girl's in my pocket. I put it in my pocketbook. With the pen. That's it. Babe. Get the notebook out of my pocketbook.
Is my notebook in your pocketbook?
Hey, hey, Ron.
Listen,
y'all.
Listen, you two.
We're filming tonight at my daughter's house. We always do it at my house.
Yes.
But because I'm off tomorrow, I said, okay, I'm going to give you a break from driving. I'm going to come to your house. So we're here.
Surprisingly,
we are here. I should have bought some wet wipes. I can't be cute with slobby on my. I even made you some dress. I'm gonna leave it here with you.
I appreciate you, Shawty.
Yeah, Shawty.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, it's going down, Shawty.
Only scared of hot.
And that thing flip up and hit me in my face. Look at it moving though.
What if it did in between, right in the middle of what we talk? Right,
that
in
would be probably. All right, really how y'all? Good. Hey, Nene. Hey, boo.
Well, keep in mind the mic is in front of you, so when you yell, it's picking it up.
Well, pick the mic up. Hey, Charles Blankley, how y'all doing? Come on in the room. I said, come on in the room.
I'm gonna move this back from you because that's gonna be really loud.
Okay, yeah, it's gonna be really loud. That's what she said.
It's gonna be
turkey,
really
turkey, take a squirky.
Turkey, take a squirky. What were we saying last month? Halloween, take a swinny. Happy November. Happy November. This is our first November episode.
I hope everyone had a good blessed weekend.
This month. We got a lot of talk about.
People coming in the room. Hey,
Brandon.
Yeah, shout them out.
I miss you too.
You're supposed to shout
them out. Hey, Dion. Ma, I do shout the people out. Just
don't be getting loud. Girl, it is a whole.
Do it how you do it. Because you want our whole show to be shot.
Talk.
I'm talking. How was your week?
England. Okay, my weekend was. I'm going to tell y'all something. My week was fabulous.
Okay.
But my weekend was better because. Okay. My husband been wanting to go to Crystal City Underground for the long time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And. I always end up reneging. I was like, babe, we going to do it. Because I'm old. I get tired. If we going to the underground, we got to go there first. And then somewhere else. But we'll go out and eat, go to Burger King. And I'm like, babe, I don't feel like. I'm like, all right, we ain't going. But this time,
you went,
oh my God. And I walked all through Christmas month.
How was it?
It was nice. He wanted to just see. He hadn't been in a, you know. Mm-hmm. He hadn't been.
I've never been.
In the subway for like 20 years. To be exact.
So y'all took the train?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
We parked in the city. And went down and walked through. Okay. It was so beautiful. And the day, it was so lovely on Saturday.
It
y'all.
Was it gorgeous. Was the weather here was like, it was like 80. It was giving Florida vibes.
It was free parking.
It made me miss Florida so much.
It was free parking. It was love. We had an awesome day.
Y'all with some prayer. You know it. Every Sunday. So what? Anything happened interesting this week? I'm trying to let wait for some people to come in.
Hey, Annette. Ain't nothing.
Nothing?
I don't think.
Did you play the Powerball?
No, I don't do that.
You ain't played the Powerball? It's 1 point.
Because I don't care.
What is it? 1.6 million?
It's 1 point something. And one person in Maryland won 1 million out of that and haven't claimed it yet. But it's a shame that we can only get 1 million out of something big. You should be able to get more than that if you got five numbers in the Powerball.
And I don't gamble at all. But
me either.
Yeah, I don't even know how to
give me my scratch tickets, baby. I'm scratching
tickets.
That's
gambling.
No, I like scratch tickets because I win better.
It's still gambling.
Okay.
It's still gambling. I don't even do those. Okay. I don't know how to do them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to do even a scratch ticket. I don't know.
You just match three numbers.
Oh. See, I don't do them. I wouldn't know.
She's been
I don't like the idea of losing money.
Me either. That's why I don't play lottery money. Man, it's just
but
one man.
But you lose with the scratch tickets. If you're
one man. They're coming in place every day.
Mm-hmm. I know people
every day. Hold on, every day. He plays almost $400 worth of tickets.
Every day?
Every single.
But when he hit big.
But when
he hit big.
He can play back. He can play back 400 and get 10,000.
He hit big.
He invests. That's how he pays his rent, his car note. That's how he live, take care of his wife. He said, I will work. I do the.
It's $1.9 billion.
That man played $400-some a day.
You could
he might not
one, two,
hit
three, four,
in 3 days, but believe you me. Love you too, Annette. But
you
believe
be
me.
In it to win it.
Believe you me.
Is this the. It's whatever the hell we want it to be, Stink. If we want to eat, we going to eat. It's whatever the hell we want it to be. Don't come up here talking
minute.
Shit.
Who's Stink? Wait, we don't have to get belligerent with him.
We are ladies. Stink is Donna's best friend. He like family.
We are beautiful. Like I don't know him. But that's I'm okay. What she said.
It could be whatever we wanted to be. Thank you. What's up, Sean? What's
did
up?
Did you comment, like, and share, Stink?
Yeah, do that.
Before you talk.
Comment, like, and share. How about that? Yes, get him together.
Please help me, Lord.
How y'all doing? Come on in the room, baby. Come on. So my week was all right. I ain't do nothing.
Yeah, how your week was?
I ain't do nothing. I went to school. And I went to school. I made some content. Y'all make sure y'all follow me at Touch by Ty Herco. Catch up
and
see it.
Yes, please do. Y'all missing out for real.
And that's it. That's all I did. I went to a costume party. I went to a costume party Friday. Happy birthday,
and
Tiffany.
And what was you?
I was a butterfly.
Oh. I see that.
I was a butterfly. I'm AJ Uncle, period.
What?
Yes, you are, Steve. Yes, you are.
You say he what?
AJ Uncle, period. Bang. Okay. So, it's slow tonight. I don't know where the people at, but...
Me either.
We can go ahead and get into the show.
They must be devastated from this Redskins loss.
I'm telling you. Here we go with the menu. Let's get into it. I mean, we got a lot of shit happening this week. November is just like, hey, Ernest.
I need a napkin.
I didn't even know you was going to eat crab.
I didn't even know I was going to eat them either, but since you put them down there and I cooked them, I thought I could have one sloppy roll. Ernest, you know, what's his name? Lonnie. What's his name?
Stink.
I thought I could eat one, you know.
So, a lot has happened in the past week and a half, 2 weeks, right? So, first we want to take our time to send out our deepest condolences and prayers to the family of Takeoff.
Yes,
unfortunately,
we do.
He lost his life.
Young man. Talented man.
And
in the
due
name
to gun
of
violence.
Jesus.
And
yes.
It's just unfortunate.
It's sad.
It's sad. It really did put a damper on the community. You know, it was a great loss.
I love the Migos. I'm a really big Migos fan. So it was sad. Like, I don't know how many times. I think I cried when Tupac died. I cried when Biggie died. I cried when Aaliyah died. I cried when Left Eye died. So. This was definitely an emotional loss as well. I did shed a tear. It's just, it's sad. It's sad. Then the video surfaces of this young man, you know, lying deceased on the pavement.
Oh my God. It's like,
it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot to, and I did watch it. I did, I'm not gonna lie, I watched it. And it's just sad. So I can only imagine how his mother feels. How his family feels, how the people that deal with him day in and day
out. Like, for real.
There's a lot of speculation around his death, a lot of conspiracy, right, around his death. I'm not going to get into that.
No, we're not. We're not getting into that.
Yeah, that's just a lot. You know, but we're not going to discuss that on this platform. I just don't feel like we have the right to even discuss it, because we don't know. We were not there.
Nope.
So,
but we are shouting out our condolences to the family, to the loved ones,
anyone close
to Taylor Anderson, to all of his loved ones, all of his family and friends. We are sending deep condolences, because he was a talented Rico Suave brother. Oh my God, he was the shiznite.
He was my favorite.
To me, he was the shiznite.
I like him laid back.
Hey, Tracy Jenkins.
So moving on away from that heaviness, let's get into the sugar and the honey and the salt and the pepper.
But first, turkey,
happy November. We got 2 months left. Okay, a little less than 2 months left in this year.
In the name of Jesus.
Before we get started into the show, ooh, still give people a little bit more time. Hey, Marie,
John, hey, Julia. Thank y'all for joining in. Where my babies at? Where my people at now?
Because this year for me, I just want to put some stuff out there. You know, my goal for 2023 is to not procrastinate. Okay? I have a really big problem with procrastinating. Doing things at the last minute, keep pushing it off. So towards the third and fourth quarter of this year, I've set goals, and I can honestly say since I've set them, I've really been tackling it head on and remaining consistent. The only thing that I didn't do that with is working out, but that's because I'm suffering a knee injury. And that's frustrating me, but that's another subject. So I want to talk about procrastination and consistency. And have you just take a look, because we do have a little bit of time left in this year, right? And if there's something that you want to do, you have about 45 days. You have about 45 days.
I'm losing a little bit up here, up in the little top right here.
So
I'm going to have to come holler at you, girl.
Ma, is there something that you want to do that you ain't done? That you said you was going to do this year that you ain't do?
Okay.
You got 45 days.
Okay.
Huh? You got about 45 days to get it done.
Why?
Because you must ain't listening to nothing.
No, I've done everything I wanted to do. God bless you, my husband. I'm on my own, yes. But let me tell y'all, I'm going to show y'all something to be in the newlywed. Hold on. And maybe
does this have to do with procrastination?
Huh?
Does this have to do with procrastination? Or consistency? Does this have to do with procrastination or consistency?
Excuse me, y'all. I'm sorry. I always do that. It has something to do with consistency. Hey, okay. Sharon, baby.
Okay.
It's been a consistency. I just want to share this. I'm not talking about hours with my husband. I don't care. We don't like, we like. But this is the first week, y'all. Hey, sweetie. Kiara. She is the sweetest girl. Ivy's friend. I love her. She's sweet. Hey, sweetie. Now, okay, I'm a newlywed. Okay, I'm just, this is about consistency. She said one or the other. So, consistently, we've been getting up 4 o'clock in the morning, going to work at 5. So it's amazing how God changed our schedules at the same time. Hey, Tamika. Hey, cousin. So our schedules changed. He went to work for seven. But he's going, and make a long story short.
Yeah.
He's going to.
Because I don't want you selling our business.
Okay. Make a long story short. He's moving on to new journeys.
Okay.
Okay. But this week coming, we're used to going to work and coming home and being together. We are going to be together the whole entire week.
Oh, pray for him.
Day up, day down.
Both of y'all off.
Yes. Ross. He took his paid vacation, so I did the same. So I could. But I said, I shouldn't have did that.
No, you shouldn't.
I shouldn't have did that at the same. Because I am. He's. I should.
Hey, y'all are going to drive each other.
It ain't even. The week ain't started yet. And it's. Better than. I'm like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, Fanny. There she go. There go Fanny. Hey, Donya. Baby, it's like the week haven't even. I don't know how to explain.
Just welcome to Murray.
It's just Murray something Murray. I'm going to deal with because that's my husband. I love him. Girl, pressure. Tamika, right? Remember you say, "Hey, TK, pressure." Remember you said pressure. It is the pressure, baby, and I got 5 more days to go. I got
they
5
say enjoy your time together, Mom. Okay, so consistency. Make sure you do something, whatever it is that you set out to do.
Oh, the topic for tonight is...
No, we just getting started.
We
about to get started.
We about to get started. So we're going to hit on a lot of topics.
All right. So, let's see what we talk. So, my mother wants to talk about a movie.
Hold on. Let me get it. Okay, I don't even need that.
Yeah, because you didn't write it in, but the movie name.
Tamika, here with you. Okay, y'all. I want to talk about this movie called Alice. It's on On Demand. Stars. It's called Alice. And Kiki Palmer plays in this movie. And when I tell, it's based on true events. When I tell y'all, I kept seeing it and seeing it and seeing it. So I went on it. And I mean, I was sitting on my bed like this. I couldn't believe it because it had people still in slavery. This was in Georgia. People were in slavery in the nook or in the cook and cranny of Georgia. Georgia swamps and all that. But Kiki Palmer was, I'm not going to tell the story, but I'm going to share a little bit. She was the one that hit the master and ran. She was running for her life. So I'm thinking this is a total slavery movie. Right? She was running.
You're telling the movie.
Well, okay, I'm going to tell this part. It's a must see.
It's a must see.
She ran and ran.
That's how you need it. It's a must see. Because you don't want to tell it.
No, I don't. I don't want to tell it.
Y'all need to check
it. It is called Alice. It shows how... Yes! Yes, Sean here, Sanders. I was in there like... She didn't know what telephone was.
Check it out.
Oh, my God.
Check it out.
They had them people in slavery in 1973. They didn't...
Check it out. Y'all check the movie out. It's called Alice.
Okay, Tamika, you said it's another one with Jane Monáe. What's the name of it? Because I want them to watch that, too. I'm going to watch that, too. What's the name of it? Is it on Netflix? What is it on? Because that movie is off the... When I said... I couldn't believe that. I said, oh, my God. They could. I think it's still going on. That make me think they still got people in the cotton field. For real. Because it was based on true events. It was based on things that really happened. And it's just a, you know, what's the name of it, Tamika? It is good, Sean. It's that movie had me on the edge of my bed like that. I was like, when she came out the woods, I was like, duh. Oh, my God. Antebellum.
She's saying,
okay, the name of the movie
Antebellum,
that you should watch before on Netflix called Antebellum. I'm watching it tonight. It's called Antebellum. I'm going to watch that movie tonight. So when I go back home, I'm going to watch Antebellum. It's on Prime.
Check that one out too.
I don't know if I got Prime, but I daggone download it and do the daggone thing. Cause okay. I got everything else. Next topic.
Get into tonight's menu. Diddy and Carisha.
Who?
Diddy and Carisha. City
I
Girl.
I believe it too, Sean.
Who? Young Miami.
Who? Okay, I'm lost on this one. I'm going to let her
talk. Diddy and Carisha. Okay. Let's talk about Diddy and Carisha. Do we think that Diddy is really happy with Carisha?
I don't even
Young
know
Miami.
I don't know that.
This past weekend was Diddy's birthday.
Tamika says she love it for them.
I love it for them. I do. I love it for them. Shorty Wop got her daddy-o. A nice big old blinged out chain. Mm-hmm. It was nice, man.
Who was Shorty Wop?
Young Miami from City Girls.
Okay, who she go with?
You don't know who Diddy is?
P. Diddy?
Yeah.
Hold up, he with one of the City Girls?
Yeah.
Well, I'm lost on that because, Turkey, take a swerky on that one.
He's been with her for a while. They've been publicly dating, but they're single. They say they're together, but they're single. That's their thing. So, I just want to... Carisha, do you, boo. You look happy.
Okay, Tamika, go ahead to the movies,
I'm
baby.
Happy
what you want to see?
And I'm here for this, Diddy and Carisha.
What you want to see, Tamika?
The City Girls is up one. Now, the City Boys is up one, too, now. Because Cher is dating, allegedly, Amber Rose's baby daddy.
I don't want to hear that.
You know Amber Rose?
Yes, I do. That was Kanye.
So, her baby daddy...
Who?
Cher is dating her baby daddy. His Black name is Black. AB. Oh. No, not Wiz Khalifa. I think they was married. I don't know if they was married or not, but her most recent child is dating Cher. It is a 40-year age difference. 40 years. It's a 40... Cher the singer. Cher.
If I was 40 years younger,
White Cher. Cher.
Cher would give me some. If I was a man, I'd date Cher too. Cher is a legend.
Cher is beautiful.
I would date her too.
She was posting on Twitter how she enjoys him.
Yeah.
How he is her heart. Yeah. Like, and they really, it's the dogs probably. And they really look happy together. Like, they really... Cher,
no. Have y'all seen the pictures of her, they show pictures of her. Like, she has a body, like, she about almost 80. Cher's almost 80 years old.
Oh, no, yeah, she probably is 80. Diddy is 53. How old is the City Girl? Carisha is in her 20s.
You right, Sean. Come on through, bro.
She's in her 20s.
Come on through, Sean. Head saying,
Carisha,
come on, baby.
Yes, because Cher is 70. Okay, Cher is 70. And the dude that she's dating,
like,
he's in his 30s.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't have a problem with being older than Carisha.
I'm not saying that like that.
Yeah, I don't have no problem.
I'm not saying that like that because if I meet, if I was not married... And when in my single days, had I met a 90-year-old mega million billionaire, boom, boom, bam, shit, I'd be pushing him in his wheelchair, too.
Yeah. Cher looks amazing. Yes, she does.
She looks
great.
Cher looks good.
She looks amazing.
She is the body of a 30-year-old.
She looks amazing.
She don't have wrinkles. She don't have sag.
She look good.
That's right. Go, Diddy. Go, Diddy.
Yeah. Diddy got him a little.
Go, Diddy. You know, that's Diddy, like Sean.
You know, Diddy called himself love. So he's all about spreading the love. And honey, that's exactly what he's been doing.
Well, that's the same daggone thing
spreading
as Russell Simmons.
What y'all, Russell Simmons did?
AT, dog.
What Russell Simmons do?
Russell Simmons got a damn model girlfriend that's 26 years old.
What?
I watch Run's House. You better...
Mom, how many years ago was that? Run's
I watched Ron's House for Run. Russell Simmons He don't date nothing but models. If you ain't no model,
I understand that, but I didn't.
She's 26 years old. It's young, senior's age. Got dag on it, and she's beautiful.
Is this recent or this old?
This recent.
Uncle old. Rush is a perv.
Yes, he is. I'm telling you, Takiya.
I don't know.
Russell Simmons. He do that vegan and sit in the Indian style. No, for real. He sit with his legs folded. Go, But he's with all young. But the one he with now, this one is so. She. Oh my god. She pretty. And then.
Oh, like, him date nothing over 30.
Not at all.
Well.
I mean, not at all. He date only models.
If the women are willing to date you.
But he got money. He can date whoever the hell he want to date.
I mean, I gotta be attracted to you. So.
Me too, though.
Yeah,
too.
Like.
I gotta physically see something like.
Yeah, I gotta be attracted. Like. Unless you finna throw
that boat,
all the money on your face when we having sex with somebody.
If you don't throw the boat, you can't get it to. Look at that boat. Ella!
I gotta be attracted.
Hey, Ella!
I can't do that.
Hey, Ella. Oh my God, I haven't seen her in so long.
So do you know Johnny Blaze from Love & Hip Hop, Mom?
What?
Do you remember her? Because you watch Love & Hip Hop.
Wait a minute, hold on. No, I don't. Love & Hip Hop gets on my nerves.
Johnny Blaze is a character that was on Love & Hip Hop. Y'all know I bring y'all my shit via the Shade Room on Hollywood Unlocked. All this is alleged, okay?
Hey, Bernadette.
Johnny Blaze is one of the young ladies that was on Love & Hip Hop.
Okay.
Rich was helping her. This was a while. You probably remember her. I don't have a picture of her.
My shirt look dirty.
But mine's do too.
Can y'all see that? I've been cooking. I made turkey wings, grains, rice, and gravy, and croissants for dinner.
So, the girl Johnny Blaze is saying that she's pregnant by some guy. His name is Keys. I don't know what he do.
What?
So.
I don't even know who this is.
Keys gets on the internet and pulls receipts about how this girl.
Excuse me, y'all. I just. Ate.
Is lying. He goes on there.
Okay, what do
you
do?
Pulls up the fake paternity test that she produced.
Oh, Lord. Amber.
He pulls up the fake prank. Paternity result as of the dates. I mean, he basically embarrassed this woman. Like, it is so bad. Ladies, if he don't want you, move on. I can't.
Amen.
If the man don't want you, and unfortunately Johnny has not, in her past, she hasn't had the best relationships publicly.
Wait a minute, that's the skinny girl?
No, she used to be a stripper, but she's really, really talented. And that's how she got on the show. Like, she's really talented. She was only on the show for one season. I really don't know what she's doing now.
Hey, Shelly Duncan.
You know what I'm saying? I guess music. But she said that she's pregnant by this guy who she was dealing with. And the guy is denying it. He's saying, listen, we always use protection. I'm not denying the fact that I was with her. But I'm just saying the baby.
And what show is this on?
This is on the Shade Room. Let me see if I can.
Is it on Love and Hip Hop?
No, it's not on.
Okay, so it's on something else.
It's not on a show.
You're liable to see someone's father screwing the cat. For real.
What?
Someone's father screwing the cat in the alley. That just, I mean, Love and Hip Hop is just too much for me. Like, I just can't. I can't do it.
What do they be doing on there? I haven't watched Love and Hip Hop in years.
Love and Hip Hop is off the chain. Girl.
Ever since Kirk. Had a baby on Rashida. I ain't watch Love & Hip Hop. Mm-hmm. I ain't watch it. It wasn't given what I needed it to give as far as representing. When it just, I didn't like how he did her. It just did.
But you know what? It just shows the power of marriage. Because
I'm happy that they stay together, and I'm happy that they're happy. But I don't think that she should have went through what she went through in order for them to get to where
she shouldn't have went through none of that shit.
That's not okay.
But see, what you don't know, she cheated too. She did, y'all get it. See, all that came out.
I didn't say that she didn't cheat.
Okay. All right. As long as we get it right. She just didn't get pregnant. He made a baby. But she went, yeah.
She may have cheated, but she ain't embarrassed him like that.
No, she didn't embarrass him. I'm not saying that.
She ain't doing like that. If she cheated, maybe she did it right.
Sloppy. They don't know how to discreetly do shit. Men are just men. That's men ridiculous. Don't know how to discreetly do shit. But in the end, they still living by their vows by God. So
I'm happy that they're happy. They both deserve that.
Yeah, they're a power couple. They going down and they open up restaurants everywhere. She's doing her.
What was that?
What was we looking at? Oh.
What?
I'm trying to see if I can find
what?
This article.
On who?
This girl.
What girl? Which girl? I'm just asking.
Oh, did you hear about the boy Aaron Carter passing away? Did y'all hear about that? Aaron Carter passing away. They found him supposedly drowned in a tub.
I don't even know what that is.
Aaron Carter is the little brother of one of the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, okay.
He had a floor
hey,
album.
Dominique.
I mean, he's not. No, this is from years ago.
Okay, I don't know who that is. Taki, you shouldn't do that right now in the club. You can't find I'm sick of them. I can't do them.
Who? Christian Rock and Blueface?
Shit, I can't.
Let's catch y'all up on Christian Rock and Blueface. I wasn't even going to talk about them because they stayed in the media. So last week, Christian Rock goes live, right, on Instagram. She's obviously has gotten into some type of physical altercation with Blueface. She is saying how he hit her. You can see her with the bruise on her eye, her nose, her lip busted. You've seen it, right? Then the next morning, she gets up. She goes back on live, and she says how she had a mental episode, and she broke down, and Blue wasn't trying to hurt her, and all this other stuff. Basically saying she was tripping. Oh, poor baby. Then this week they're in this back and forth crap on social media with the other baby mother. He's saying how he gonna keep having his way with all the hoes. And he gonna keep having his way. He posts a video of her saying that she was doing something so that it's beneficial. I don't know if you saw that.
I can't do it with them. That's just
long story short, she ended up at Diddy's birthday party without Blueface. And I'm very happy
she
to
still
see
got clout. She was at Diddy's party.
I was so happy to see that because, and I pray that she was able to have some good conversations with people and maybe she could get herself into a better and
she
more healthier
position.
She came on and said,
he bust me in my lip.
It was so
he
bad.
Hit me in my eye. Look at my face.
I'm looking at her like,
okay.
Yeah, it was bad.
But her lip and stuff was busted, Sean here saying. It was busted.
It was busted.
Her lip, all that eye was black, and she was bleeding from her mouth and her nose. Like he had beat her up.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, for sure.
For real. She was messed up on that video. I know which video she talking about. He was messed up on that.
You know your boy Nick Cannon having another baby.
I don't care about all that. Look, if I wish I could, look, when I was single, I wish I could have had one of his kids. I'd be in the house with a mansion by now. Because that's all he do is put all the women in the mansions. Okay, let's talk about.
Okay. She be lying for him.
Oh, lying for him.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so. I don't know how many of y'all follow LaTruth.
Who is that?
LaTruth. The girl and the guy on TikTok with the kids.
What'd they do?
He was diagnosed with cancer and she stood by him through his whole chemo. Through the kids.
Now, you know them?
Yes, I follow them. And then Ross said, yes, okay. I do. Okay, LaTruth. Okay.
I don't know them.
They are all over the internet. Okay. So, when he was, yeah, they are a mess. Because when he got cleared of cancer, right, he got physical with her. He's very abusive. He broke her hand. He did something, dislocated her arm. He blacked her eye. He beat her up, and the father wanted to kill him. She begged him. Please don't come up, Daddy. He ain't worth it. They had this on the TikTok. I guess one of the cousins or something was pimp. The father was like, nigga, come up off that porch. He would not come up off that step. He said, you want to hit my daughter? It was crazy, right? But.
I have never heard.
Hold on. Hold on. Have y'all seen the latest video? After all that, they going on each other on TikTok. She like,
what they tell arguing? Me what's
up. Yep. Tell me who abusive. Tell them going like this, just degrading each other. After all they've been through, they got like 4 kids together. Degrading each other. They were the biggest couple on TikTok ever. When I say they were, oh my God, they were so, like you would think love was a bliss with them. She backwards. Right together.
Never what you
she took him back. What she took him back. She was sitting on the porch crying. He say, "Look to everybody to look." He had on a motherfucking chinchilla coat and his glasses and a
brush. What,
baby? And the lady, that's one lady, one lady, hold on. One lady commented and said,
"That's terrible."
He said, "It's the coat. Why he got that coat on?" And she cried. Her heart broke. Like, why the fuck is he on there getting all up? I wish I could pull that shit up.
I'm watching the show.
Yeah, Sean Sanders, they good. They
got money now. She received a lot of money. I think I know your couple talking about. People was donating money, sending stuff.
She good. She got her own clothing line.
People supported because of what she was going through. What they was going through. That's what people do. It's not genuine. That's why I don't even watch it.
I mean, he beat her. Hey, Chester, right?
Y'all hear about that? I don't know nothing about it.
That's crazy. Yeah, that was for the 30,000, right?
What was for the 30,000?
But they are good now. She back with him. He said, I love this girl. She was pulling away from him.
A toxic man.
No, for real. Sean, for real though.
A toxic man.
No, Sean, no, for real. What was for the 30 thing on
that? That ain't even no money. 30,000, that ain't shit.
I don't even know what the 30,000 was for. But I tell you what, nigga, if you'd have broke my finger, I'd have had me an insurance policy. Hell with a 30,000. I'd have had me a whole insurance policy out. What? With 5 kids, we'd have been up. Woo! Baby, bye. Turkey, take us working!
So, the pregnant Chicago woman stabbed the father to be to death. After their baby shower.
Taki, where is this coming from?
Using the microwave. Allegedly.
Wait a minute, y'all.
This is allegedly.
Hey, Vita Love. Hey, cousin. Wait a minute, y'all.
A pregnant woman in Chicago, according to the Shade Room, a pregnant woman in Chicago reportedly stabbed father-to-be to death after baby shower for using the microwave.
Did y'all hear about that? Mm-mm. Not me.
She done stabbed the man to death because he used the microwave. She done killed her baby father. She killed him.
Lord! Woo!
What is going on in the water? Hey, something in the water out here.
I don't know what's in the water, but I gotta use the bathroom. Y'all gotta give me a 2-minute...
Go ahead and use the bathroom. I'm not stopping you.
Okay, so talk. Okay, so.
Did we hear about the shooting?
And then Ross, what was the 30,000 for? You still
go to the bathroom, Mom.
Why are you rushing me?
You gotta go to the bathroom?
I take my time. I'm an old lady.
To the best skit.
What?
Facebook was giving 30,000 to the best. I don't know.
Hey, Tammy Brown. Hey, baby. Sorry for your loss, baby. Sorry for your loss, baby, and your son. Sorry for that. Rest in peace, Jamonte Brown, baby. Hey, rest in peace, my nigga. Facebook was giving $30,000 to the best skit.
What are we talking about right now? What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
Huh?
What are they talking about?
The best skit, I guess. So, the best skit of her going back to him crying on camera. Because everybody was like, why is she on camera crying going back to him?
Oh, I don't know.
Everybody wanted to know about that.
But...
Skit.
Yeah. The shooting that happened this past weekend. She ain't mean skeet.
Sean, she ain't mean skeet. She mean skit.
So apparently in Eastover, right at the giant out there, a young girl, lady was caught
stealing. That's my mall too.
A young lady was caught stealing. A young lady, she was with some of her friends. The friends gave back the stuff. The young lady didn't want to get the items back.
She had a gun.
Her and the special police officer got into an altercation. The young lady went down in her bag. She shot the special police officer.
And he shot back.
And he shot her.
They killed each other.
He died. He succumbed to his injuries on the scene. She was rushed to the hospital where she later died.
Hey, man, this car!
Her injuries. So this is a lot to take in.
Yeah, they killed each other.
That's a lot to take in the middle of the day, in the middle of a shopping center. A man just simply doing his job. Some probably young kids. I don't know the ages of these people.
Yeah, they both died, Fanny. They killed each other. She shot him and shot her back.
It just... that had to be a horrific
thing. And when we was coming over here, Eastover Mall was lit up with police. Ambulance lit up like, You know, my husband tells me, he said,
people are doing too much.
I be seeing nice looking houses. I said, baby, would you live there? He said, nope. Because while I'm at work, you walk to the corner store, I'd kill somebody. He said, nope. I wouldn't do it. I'm like, nope, because you're going to want to go to the corner store and get chips and this and that. He said, nope. He said, I'll take where we live at any day over here in D.C. He said, these people, Kim, I would have to literally kill somebody. And, you know, that's where he's from. So, yeah, they both died, Fanny. They did. They both passed away. God, you know, God rest their soul. They both passed. So what's next?
Missy Elliott received her wax figure. Shout out to Miss. She deserves that. Missy Elliott received her wax figure. She officially has a wax figure at the Wax Museum in Las Vegas.
Well, I got one too out there.
She has a wax figure.
I got one too,
so
y'all.
Bomb. It is so... kudos to Missy. It's long overdue. She
kudos
is a go.
Kudos to Kim. I got one too.
She deserved that honor. And Salt-N-Pepa Pepper got their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame last week.
We're going to get one, too. What that mean? We're going to get one.
Salt-N-Pepa Pepper got their Hollywood star.
Mommy and me going to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
And they deserve that.
We're going to get one, too. Jennifer Hudson, I watch her. And, you know, you can see a person sing or see them as an artist. But to see him as a personality, TV, she has a beautiful... That woman is so awesome. I watch her name, because I'm about to be on her show, y'all. Y'all know that, right? So y'all do give me, you know, shout me out. Sean said, Missy is rude. Ooh, next. Hey, Randy West.
Missy's rude? I've never met Missy, I don't know.
Yeah, I've never met
Missy. I just know about what she's done for the hip-hop culture, iconically. And I think that she deserves, deserves her accolades.
I want to talk about this. Why people sleeping on it. Hey, Cameron Valley, Judy. Hey, Judy. I want to talk about this. People sleeping on this. Sean said she met her in New York. I want to talk about this new RSV virus.
Never even heard of it.
Tyke, you don't watch the news?
Nope.
It is a whole new strand of a virus out called a RSV, and it messes your respiratory, it gets in your lungs, and it takes your breathing. alone, and it's supposed to be out with another strand of COVID. But I know I have a girlfriend that has grandkids, babies, that has been diagnosed with RSV. I know a gentleman I grew up sandbox with that's in the house with RSV. So it's here. It's real. Already, people that I know that are close to me, and you thought it was in little kids. It's in grown-ups too. You know Ron Lee or Sean from Cameron Valley? Well, no, he put it on Facebook. He put it on Facebook and said, you know, be careful. If I say somebody's name on here, y'all, it's because they posted it on Facebook and said, be careful of the RSV virus. This thing ain't no joke. Hey, Edward Jones. And he did. Hey, Yolanda Love. Shut your whole body down. It do. He shared it. He shared about trying to help, you know, people that he loved be aware of this RSV. This RSV virus is new. I'm telling y'all. They're trying to fill us up with shots that it's going to build the chip. For the year 2035, we're going to be having chips in our body, child. All these shots is going to form into a chip. I'm telling you what I know. Because when God say you're going home, I don't care if you got the virus, the iris, the uvers, the boovers, the booker. When God call your number, you going. I don't care what you take. It ain't going to stop you from going. When he say it's time to come home, you going. I don't care what you take. You will take all the shots, all the pills, all the everything you want. And the people that died from whatever everybody said they died from, it was their time. God called them home. God didn't want them to suffer. Trust and believe that. Y'all better believe what I'm saying.
It's really, really good.
I don't know about what she talking about over there, but I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. I know what I'm talking about. Man. You can take 19 million point 19 shots. But if it's your time, you're going.
Which is why you don't need to take all that stuff.
Exactly. Trust in God. Because trust in him.
That's why you don't need to
take all that stuff. Hey, Nina!
It's no good.
Yeah. All these shots. They got the RSV shots. The do-do-dee-dee-dee shots. The kiki-poo-poo-pee shots. Then the virus coming, then the booster, then the 9 booster, then the 20 booster. Y'all keep shooting yourself up with that. Y'all keep putting it in y'all body and not trusting that God won't. Because let me tell you something. When he come for you, it ain't a shot in this world going to save you. I don't care how many shots you take. If it's your time, you going. If it's your number, see you later. Bye-bye. Holler at you.
Let's talk about Cynthia Bailey getting a divorce.
What? Wait a minute. That threw me for a loop. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Cynthia Bailey and Mike Hill.
Why though?
Are getting a divorce. This is sad. I feel bad for Cynthia. I hate that she's going through this for a second time. Not only is she going through it for a second time, she's going through it publicly. This sucks. It's just,
Cynthia is a beautiful person.
It's so sad.
She's a beautiful person.
I hate that she's going through this. She
has
come
out.
She has said it. Yeah, they did just get married. I don't even think they've been married 3 years.
Okay, I'm going to put my hands up to the church because I got to use the restroom.
I don't even think that they have been together.
What you say, Dawn? Yeah, I'm going to tell them about God.
3 years.
Hey, Yvonne, babe. Because let me tell you something. Can't no shot or none of that. A shot, a booster, a ooster, a secondary. You better get on your knees and thank God and go to God and tell God to cover you from that disease. Because that's the only thing going to cure it. It ain't no shot. I'll tell you right now.
Okay, back to Love & Hip Hop, right?
Okay, yeah, I'm coming, y'all.
So, Spice, the Jamaican.
Yeah, she nominated. Congratulations.
Mom!
What? Oh. I didn't even know. Okay, y'all, I'm sorry. I had to go to the back.
This is a mess.
I had to go to the restroom. Little altercation. Excuse me, back. It was an accident.
They understand. They ain't gonna see that.
That's a mess. They are gonna see it. They're gonna see it because the whole damn thing is gonna fall when I go to edit the video. Like, this is what I gotta go through. This is what I have to go through. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. I was talking about Spice. So Spice from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, allegedly, sometime last week, it was reported that Spice was in a coma. Okay, she experienced being in this coma from allegedly. All of this is alleged. Okay, she had some work done, some reconstructive, some type of cosmetic surgery, probably dealing with the body, I believe, stomach, butt, booty, all that good stuff. And she experienced complications in the Dominican Republic. That's where she went and had her work done at. With this particular doctor, she experienced complications and she wasn't doing well. Her manager came out last week and denied the allegations that she was in a coma, denied the allegations that it was, that
okay,
it
you gotta move
wasn't,
up so I can get back. So I'm gonna knock it over.
That it wasn't true. I haven't seen or heard anything from Spice. I don't know how true this is. How true or false this is. So I pray that Spice is doing okay.
She did what?
And she's recovering.
What happened?
Supposedly she was in a coma.
Spice?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Last week.
Oh, okay.
She got some surgery done.
Okay, because that just happened. Because, I just saw Love & Hip Hop and she was,
No, Love & Hip Hop is previously reported.
Okay, it's previously, okay.
Well, it's previously reported. It's not a lot.
Okay, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, cover Spice. The blood. He'll cover.
So,
he will cover her.
That's all I got.
Okay, that's all we got, y'all.
That's it.
That's all we got.
It's a short show tonight. I don't have anything to talk about.
I'll call you, Lena. Okay. What's the best time to call you? In the daytime?
Can y'all text?
Zaki, you shouldn't do that. That make people feel like you shouldn't do that.
I shouldn't do what? We in the middle of recording our
show. Right, but she just said, call me when you can. I'm like, I'm just asking her a question.
But we're in the middle of the show. Like, we're in the middle of recording our show. Like, this is going to be on our YouTube. That dialogue is going to be on the YouTube.
Okay, you're right. I'll call you. I'll call you, Lena. You are absolutely correct. But if somebody came on your thing and told you it's an emergency, call me.
She didn't say it's an emergency. She said, call me. Love when you get a chance. That's all she said. You started a whole conversation with her on the live. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not recording content for the channel.
I just knocked the whole curtain down.
Exactly.
Bing, bing, chicken in the morning. 5 o'clock in, what is it called? 5 in the morning. Y'all know I do that dance? I do. 5 in the morning. Hey. Okay, y'all. My bubble's off the chain. Okay, y'all. Well, hey. If you know me, you know Kim Bob. I'm crazy. A little bit. I'm a little kooky, dude. I thank all y'all for tuning in, though, faithfully, because y'all been coming in on Sunday nights. I want to shout out to all the people that come in. And on our page, on YouTube, on our page. Y'all need to go to the YouTube page and subscribe. Facebook, y'all need to go on YouTube.
See, we
here.
We got 884 more subscribers.
We got podcasts, too. We got all of them with this. So we have everything. Y'all need to go to all of our.
You can go to Apple iTunes podcast.
Cause when we get famous,
so our podcast.
When we get famous,
Talks with Ty, the podcast.
The ones.
It's not the, under my mom's name. So, it's under Talks with Ty.
What you mean, so what's this again? You are new. Yvonne, look, Cameron Valley. This is called Mommy and Me. Go to YouTube. Mommy and Me.
My Mommy and Me, KT
on YouTube.
And subscribe.
Kim and Ty. It's our new YouTube page. It discusses everything from when I was on drugs.
Y'all better be
You gotta go look at it. We have like 4 or 5 episodes. We do episodes every Sunday night at 7. We tune in live every Sunday night. You know, we're trying to build a platform to help people that's been through stuff, that people might be kids with their moms that been through stuff.
Thank you, Dion.
All of it. Did I call you Dookie? Hey, Brenda Brooks. I love you too, Fanny. Hey, Brenda girl. I ain't called you Dookie. Did I call you Dookie? I ain't mean call you that. That's my baby. That's Cameron Valley's sister right there. She say you call me Dookie girl. Okay. So, my daughter sitting up here like, I done took over the show. So, okay, we had a good show.
I don't have a problem with you. I'm actually going to let you watch this. So that way you can see what I'll be talking about. All right,
well, I tore up the back platform. And I just want to shout out everybody that tunes in. And I appreciate everybody that tunes in every Sunday night. Because y'all been consistent and faithful. So I want to shout y'all out. Thank y'all. Troopers. We're going to remember y'all when we go to the Tuku. We're going to remember y'all. Trust and believe. Because we going. I believe God going to take us. We going. All this ain't for nothing. This is an investment. This is an investment. This is an investment. Okay, Thuki. This is an investment. This is an investment. And this is a platform that God set for us to build to help other mothers and daughters. Nina says, Cynthia said that her marriage was headed to a place where they wouldn't be friends too much bickering.
I know, I watched it. That's why I put it out there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's why I said I feel sorry for her. I feel bad that it didn't work. They seemed happy. I wish I would have wanted to see her win. We all deserve that. We all deserve to win.
These prayers back in the pot.
We all deserve to be successful. And it's just sad. You know, she's been through a lot of stuff. So, it sucks.
Yeah, because she just, yeah. I hope
she gets out on the other side of that better than she came in.
I do too. I hope she just went. Okay, y'all. It is sad. So this tonight was really short. It was good. It was short, but it was good. So we'll see y'all next Sunday.
No, we won't see next Sunday. I can't do next Sunday.
Why?
Because I have an event. So we will. I will not be available next Sunday. So we'll either have to change to pre-record and post, or I don't know. We'll talk about next week's show. We'll let y'all know. We'll post it.
So I have something the Dickens in the cup. When was you going to tell me that?
I'm telling you a week before. Today is Sunday. I have something to do next Sunday. I'm telling you a whole 7 days.
Okay, before. Y'all. So we won't be on.
I just found out yesterday.
We won't be live next Sunday.
Okay. Hey, Angie. Sunday we won't be live. Go. That's why it's important for you to subscribe. Because what we'll probably
do. Yeah, subscribe and go on YouTube. Because you can see it.
We'll go ahead and we'll pre-record a show, and we'll go ahead and post it, so that way you guys can see it. It just won't be live.
Right.
It just won't be live. We won't be doing a live show next week.
We'll be doing
YouTube. Live, and then we're going to put it on YouTube. So we'll probably pre-record, talk about the topics that we're going to discuss, and then go ahead and post it on our YouTubes, and then put the links in our Facebook, so that you can go ahead and click the link from Facebook, and then you can watch the show. I don't, do you do that? When I send you the link, do you put them on your Facebook?
Yes, I do. I put them on my story and my Facebook.
Where people could click it and it goes straight to the YouTube, though.
Oh no, I got asked babe how to do that because I don't show you.
So we'll do a show for next week. It just will not be a live
show. Okay. What do you go to for YouTube?
Okay. It's MY.
Hey, Daddy.
So our YouTube channel is MY MOMMY the and sign MEKT. Hold it up. I'm about to pull it up. I'm gonna pull it up. So you can see it. Pull up our channel.
Hey, Dion. Dion and comment in 19 minutes. Hey, sister love. Hey, Betty. What's up, Betty? You missed the show, babe. You see us, I guess, the weekend after.
No, you see us next week. You just gotta go to YouTube and catch the
show. Yeah, you gotta go to YouTube and see us on YouTube.
The channel is My Mommy and Me KT.
My Mommy and Me KT. That's it right here. That's it. She can see it. That's our YouTube channel, y'all. Y'all see all these episodes down the bottom?
This is the name of it.
That's the name of it right there. You can go on YouTube. Please subscribe. That's how we get our platform.
You late. You missed the show tonight. Check it out on YouTube. I'm about to go and edit it and post it to our YouTube channel.
Yeah, she edits all the stuff.
So make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. In case you missed the live, I'll put the link in my
page. Last week's episode was a really emotional episode. Y'all need to go watch that one.
Okay. Thank you. So yeah, we're gonna post it on YouTube.
Okay.
My mother knocked the background down. It's a whole lot of mess.
I flipped it over. It was an accident.
A lot of mess. So listen, we are out. We will see y'all next week. Check out next week's episode
next week.
We will not be live next week, but we'll be back the week after.
Yes.
And turkey, take a swerky.
Turkey, take a swerky.
Yeah.
We out. What the hell? What's that?